Jesus came to set you free. He redeemed you from all of the curse so you can now live healed, prosperous, and blessed. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he leads you in a prayer for your healing.
Bless the name of the Lord God. Bless the name of the Lord God. We praise and worship the name. We praise and bow ourselves before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're in the presence of royalty today because the healer's in the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And we forget not all of your benefits. Praise God, you forgive all of our iniquities and heal all of our diseases. And we thank you and we praise you and we worship you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus always comes to healing school. I had the Lord say this to me one day He said, Kenneth, I said, yes, sir. He said, healing always comes. And it kind of took me back for a second. He said, it's not always received, but it always comes. He said, I am never... Now, I put these two things together. They didn't come at the same time. But he said, I am never an absentee father. Ooh, that's good, isn't it? Well, I think you should thank him for it right now. Glory, 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 glory. Go ahead and be seated, if you will. I have something I want to show you for those that possibly have not seen it. And maybe you saw it on some other news outlet, but I have a clip that I want to show you from the 700 Club. And then we're going to spend a few moments praying in the Spirit for our president and for the nation and the things that are happening here. So, fellas, if you will, go ahead and run that, please.
Well, there was another piece to Donald Trump's speech last night that I don't think any other news organization is going to show you. But we're going to show it to you, and we're going to do that right now.
We ask for God's wisdom as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed. And we hope that as long as America stands for justice, then peace and harmony will, in the end, prevail.
And I think we can all join with that prayer that we need to stand for justice. There was a line, it was drawn in the sand, if you will, by the Obama administration, and then the Syria crossed that line and there was no retaliation, there was no judgment, if you will, for crossing it. They did this 3 years ago and we blinked, and here they're doing it again, and here we're responding. We need to pray for God's wisdom. And we also need to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before the Lord our God. So please be in prayer for our leaders, be in prayer for our president, be in prayer for all members of Congress and the Senate. Now more than ever in our troubled world, we need God and we need His wisdom.
Praise God. Father, our president has himself prayed and asked for your wisdom in these things. And so we stand alongside him. We stand alongside all of the people that are involved in making decisions concerning the health, concerning the place in the earth of the United States. This is a nation that is dedicated to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ throughout this earth. It has been for many, 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 many years, and glory to God, it is again. And more gospel goes out of this place than all the rest of the earth put together. And we take our place this morning and we pray. Now let's lift our voices and pray in the Spirit. Father, we've prayed as we know in our natural and understanding, but now we step over and pray in the Spirit for the President, the Vice President, every member of the Senate, every member of the House of Representatives. We hold them up to you. We hold the President's cabinet up to you. We hold all of those that are in authority in this nation. Bromenke glorosto clamanane bremindo 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 gramandani glegledidi larorskol probastono canclinamasto so sherikele larmana nakalare. Yes, amen. And with the anointing of healing this morning, we pray in the Spirit, the healing of this nation, the healing of its people, the healing of the division, the spirit of division. We bind you and pull you down from your place of authority in the United States of America. You do not reign here. You do not have authority here. You take your hands off God's property now. Krebestelo leskemanana romando brobadge brebeteno no clomenisto shikelere patrama la romata le paframan ingengermate doglo beshekelere mana mana brama de gledi glio stok sok 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 ka kan skangalasha askan skana nashkelara askeskan kan nashkela karabaske Paramatungo umbrometicle rotola rasakla materi, ha 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 ha, mangloco varamatilu, rama aratale aramana naganonam, o do robe gebre disto. Hallelujah. Jesus said, say that. In Mark 16, 15 through 20, the believer, I am a believer, shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I'm a believer. I lay my hands on myself. I receive my healing today in the name of Jesus. I lay my hands now on the person on my right. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I lay my hands on the person on my left. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing today. Now I lift my hands, laying my hands on my president today. Have the wisdom of God. Have the peace of God. And be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother George, would you come up with me, please? Tracy Harris, would you come up with me, please? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses,
thank you, Jesus,
let every word be established. Isaiah chapter 53. Put your eyes on it. Surely. My, my, my. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now the word translated griefs and sorrows is also translated sickness, disease, weakness, pain, and toiling. Do you know toiling is a curse? Amen. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He has borne our sicknesses, diseases, weaknesses, and pains and toilings. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded. That word is also translated tormented. He was wounded, tormented for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, now stripes, and bruised are the same Hebrew word. With his stripes, his bruisings, we are healed. Matthew chapter 8, put your eyes on it. That's one word. Now here's the second one. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Verse 14, when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Say this, I don't have sickness. Jesus bore my sickness.
Jesus bore my sickness.
Sickness does not belong to me.
Sickness does not belong to me.
He bore mine.
He bore mine.
I don't have any.
I don't have any. Praise God.
So any sickness or disease that's present belongs to the devil. It don't belong to God. And it doesn't belong to you. It's got to belong to him. Amen. He's the agent behind it. Thank you. Be extremely aware of your words in this area. Listen carefully to me. Don't ask people to pray for your arthritis. I'll pray for you. I'm not praying for your arthritis. Man, you know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. I know what you said. See, you're still claiming that as yours. I was in a car with a
another minister, and his son, if I remember right, anyway, drove past this hospital. He said, "Now, son, there's where Daddy had his heart attack." I said, "Son, there's where I had my heart attack." Well, he didn't realize what he's doing. But here's what you need to understand about the devil. He is a legalist and a killer. Serial killer. He lives to kill. You said it, you own it. That's the way he looks at it. And he has every legal right to do it. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I didn't know that. You got a Bible? Ignorance ain't bliss. This is just ignorance. You notice here in Texas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, and Arkansas, we say ignorant. And the scripture says, I don't want you to be ignorant still. And I've got no ignorant Christians around here. Glory to God. Amen. But that's what he does. He'll hold that against you, and he'll accuse you before God on it. And God can't say, well, now you just have to overlook that devil because, you see, they didn't know. No. But the devil will use it on you. Hallelujah. There's the second witness, 1 Peter. This is the third witness. Stand to your feet, holding your Bible in your hand. Verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin. Now stop right there. We being dead to sin. If you are dead to sin, you are dead to sickness. If you're dead to sin, you're dead to death. Cause why? That you may live unto righteousness. That's unto life. By whose stripes we were healed. Isaiah said we are. Fulfilled by Jesus. And now we were. Hallelujah. Say it, if I was, then I am. Jesus Christ made me whole. Jesus Christ now makes me whole. And Jesus Christ keeps me whole. He's the same. Yesterday. Today. And forever. And I'm healed.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.